Welcome to this. Welcome. Hey, great to see you here. We're all having a good time now. I thought maybe we'd do just a little mini episode while I'm driving today because I went out on the town last night. And, you know, it's... I always think, here's the process. Someone says, hey man, we're gonna go out and do XYZ, you know? And my first thought is, oh, fuck that. Like, I don't want to do anything, you know? That's the first gut reaction, just because I'm a piece of shit. Then the second part is, you know, something like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should, like, change life here and not be such a piece of shit all the time. Maybe you should go out, you know what I mean? And I kind of go through a, sort of a pros and cons of why to not go out, you know? And the cons... Here's the problem. I don't remember the cons as well as the pros. You know, and the pros are all things that deal with the people I actually am going to have to talk to. So, you know, I say, all right, well, here's a pro. If I go out, my friends will be happy that I went out with them, and I'll hang out with them. And then, you know, in the future, I will also be invited to things, which is, I guess, good. And, you know, the cons are like, well... I don't know, man. You have to spend some money. It's hassle. Go to bed late. Whatever. So, but what I don't remember is the real cons, which is kind of what I wanted to talk about here today. So we go out to a hot dog restaurant. So when I say a hot dog restaurant, I need everyone to understand, this is not high tea at the fucking Ritz-Carlton, okay? This is not... medium tea at the Brown Palace. This is not even continental breakfast tea at the Super 8 Loser 8 Motel. Rate it not an 8 on TripAdvisor. Raise it a 1. Rate it a 1. This is like a restaurant where you stand in line and you're standing until you get your food and then you sit down and eat it. And then, and this is the part where things got a little chaotic, you get the fuck out of there. There was this group of what must have been 10 people, all who just sat there, and they were there from when I walked in the door till I ate my food and left. They were there the whole time and had already finished eating by the time I arrived. Okay? Now, you know, I've been at a place, let's say a breakfast or a brunch, sitting a while. However, I don't do that when it's crowded. There was like a line, and you know, I end up sitting with Allison at a table where other people are sitting already, just because there was literally nowhere to sit or stand in the building, on the premises, you know, so you end up sitting with these people. And they kind of gave us this thing, you know, that I interpreted because I hated them, because they had a chair and we didn't, you know, they were of an upper class. They kind of had this look like, oh, yeah, don't even ask us, just go ahead and sit, which I was like, fuck you, you don't even own this table, and you're not even eating anymore. Like, this is why I'd be a horrible restaurant owner. Because I'm telling you, if I own this hot dog restaurant, you know, and it got all crowded like that, at some point I would hit a big bowl with a spoon, ding, 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 and be like, can I have attention in the dining room today? No, this isn't what you think. No one's proposing marriage here. This is a hot dog restaurant, so we don't do that. I mean, if someone wants to do that, they can do it, you know, back near the broom closet on their own. We're not gonna make someone's day like that. No. I'm here to announce that if you're done eating, you need to get the fuck out of here. Okay? This is not Thanksgiving at your grandma's house where you eat and then stay for 4 hours. you know, just shooting the shit. You need to get the fuck out of here. This is not a huge steakhouse where there's a million tables and we're expecting a big tip. The transaction is done. This is not a Starbucks where you come, you sit, and part of the deal of paying a lot more for coffee than it's worth is that you get a space for a while. Perhaps even longer than the drink lasts, I would say. No, this is not that situation. We're fucking standing there, and these people are just John sitting there. You know what I mean? And it's like one of these huge groups. They're taking up separate tables. And then when they go to leave, you know, three or four will stand up, and then they're standing, and basically now I've got some dumb lady's ass right in my face, you know, and she's just ha 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 talking and brushing up against me while I'm trying to eat a hot dog, you know. It's a horrible situation, and I hate it. It's pretty similar to the lady who lives in my apartment, who I know is a lady because of her clothes, or a man with a very interesting fetish. Although, you know what, I'm not even interested anymore. I just don't care, because it's in my way. There's somebody who lives in my apartment, this lady dresser, who puts their stuff in the dryer and leaves it there for a up-to-now indetermined amount of time. I do know that it's way longer than an hour, because it'll be in the dryer. I always check the dryer now. Like, this is how bad things have devolved. I go to put my stuff in the washer, and even though the dryer's not running, I just check it to say, well, what am I staring down the barrel of here today? You know, how are the annoyances going to pile up as I try to just do something I don't even really want to do? And I'll check, and there's laundry in there, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, you know. But you know what? It's done, so maybe they're on the way to get it. Then my laundry finishes in the washer. It takes like a half hour. Now, the first couple times this happened, I just waited. You know, waited probably another half hour, which is pretty fucking generous, I gotta say, because if the dryer has been done for minimum 1 hour, and that's assuming it clicked off the moment I went inside, which is probably not what happened. But you know what? Benefit of the doubt, right? So assuming that, it's been sitting there, you know, fallow for an hour. And so by then I say, fuck it, and just put their laundry up on top of the dryer, which is usually filthy, you know what I mean? Somebody, I don't know if this is the same person, I hope so, because that means only one car accident has to happen in order to really improve the laundry portion of my life. Somebody's been, like, slinging detergent all over the tops of the machines. You know what I mean? And it's like, how fucking hard is it to get the detergent in the little cup? If you even use the little cup. If I could give a little advice here, it's like, look, this is not a science. Pay attention to how much the cup fills up, and then just dump it straight from the thing next time. It's gonna be fine. You know? Err on the side of a little less. You probably don't need as much as Tide tells you need, because it's not really, you know, beneficial for them if they're like, actually, you need, like, a teaspoon. They're like, nah, a cup is good. But I don't know what part of the procedure. I mean, maybe their cup has just a small hole in it. I don't know how it's getting on top of the dryer. I don't know what they're doing putting it in the dryer. But anyway, you know, this motherfucker, I'll go through 3 loads of laundry, so that's like 3.5 hours, and their shit will just still be sitting on top of the dryer, you know? And you get to a point where you're like, listen, this is not your fucking home dryer. You do realize this is not for you, right? Like, this is for, I mean, I don't know, 10% yours? And you're taking up, like, a whole weekend day just doing that shit? I don't even mind if somebody, well, I do mind because I'm an asshole. But if somebody's actively doing laundry and they take up the whole thing for a whole Saturday, I kind of have to just say, well, fuck it. I mean, that's what it's for. It's not their fault that I didn't get to it first, you know? It's just, and, you know, by the time I used to, even the first couple times when I had to take their shit out and put it on top of the dryer, after my last load finished, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm gonna just put it all back in the dryer so that they're not even gonna know that someone cut the line behind them and finished an entire laundry task for the day, you know, while their stuff was just sitting on top. But after doing that a couple times, I said, you know what? Fuck this person. They should know that somebody else had to take care of their shit. You know what I mean? I have not gone so far as I've wanted to, which is throw it all over the floor. Or, you know, throw key items behind the washer or something, you know, on the floor, which is hard to reach. I had to reach with cooking tongs, barbecue tongs back there when I lost a sock there, which, you know, I didn't really need to do, except, you know, it's one sock, but when you lose one sock, you've really lost two socks, you know, because they're in pairs, everyone. Do you think, I mean, I guess if you lose a leg, I don't know, do you have to put socks on the fake leg to make everything look the same and wear the same size shoe, or do you think that even matters? I don't know. That's a good question, Pete. Oh, this is nice. I'm behind, like, one of these Beverly Hillbilly cars where it's a trailer. I mean, you know how you know you've got a valuable TV? Is it's, like, strapped to the back of a trailer, a flatbed trailer, just in the open. It's not even covered in any way, you know? Fuck that shit. If you don't care enough about your TV to cover it when moving it and it's out in the open elements, I mean, it's like freezing outside. Potential snow, who knows? I would say probably just go ahead and throw that TV in a ditch. Take a sharp corner and don't tie it down and let nature reclaim the TV from whence it came in nature. You know what I mean. So anyway, these people at this restaurant, it's just like, look around you, see that there are other fucking people waiting to go in this fucking restaurant, and get the fuck out of there. You can't just take up the restaurant because you're like, oh, we're having a really good conversation here, I'm sure, about, can you believe it snowed this week? Oh, I helped my idiot son move with a flatbed trailer, and we just put his TV on the back, and now it doesn't work. Can you believe it? Man, they don't make these like they used to. I mean, this is like they used to, because this is a huge TV from 1994, but they don't make them like they did in 1984. And I'm lamenting that because I'm a complete tool and an idiot. So, you know, it just annoys the shit out of me. I gotta say, it bugs the shit out of me, the way people act. So then we go to the 1UP, the bar, where they have all the arcade games, which is a good place. I like the place. The problem I have is it's very popular, but it'll get full, and it seems like about 10% of the people are actually playing video games, and the rest are just standing around. You know, I don't like that. I'm not saying you gotta go like I do, make a trip to the bank to get a couple rolls of quarters, you know. But what I am saying is, go somewhere else. This place is, like, I feel a certain amount of, you know, I'm sure the bar owners wouldn't say that, but when you put, like, a bunch of arcade cabinets and beer in a place, I'm like, can I just have one place? You know what I mean? Can we not have every place be for people who go out to bars with loud music to cover the fact that they don't know how to talk to other people at all? Can we have one place like that? That would be really sweet. I don't care that it's... I mean, it's like a shithole in there, too. I don't know what people are doing in there. It's like being in someone's basement, which is, again, fine. And, you know, the drinks are like... I guess they have cheap drinks, maybe. That was one theory about why it might be somewhat popular. I don't know. All I know is I go there, I get pissed off because there's way too many people there and they don't seem to even care about that place. You know, there's this girl in there who was, like, being instructed by her jag-off-looking boyfriend on how to put a quarter into an arcade machine. So already, you know, of course I'm instantly like, well, fuck her then. She doesn't know what she's doing. And, you know, she said something like, it smells like serious sweaty balls in here. She's one of those people, too, who has that really annoying girl voice. You know, there's, like, a girl voice that people do because they're making fun of girls, like Paris Hilton or somebody like that. And that was her, like, chosen speaking voice, was that voice, you know. Which maybe, I'm sure we all have these things we do when we talk that we don't know about and that don't sound good and that if we knew about them, we'd be really upset. But, I mean, doesn't everyone hear their voice on tape every so often? Don't we hear you know, you leave someone a fucking message on the machine and then be horrified? I mean, can that happen for her, please? So that we can maybe change her habits a little? I don't know. It was really bad. It was very noticeable to me, you know? And she's like, oh, it smells like balls in here. And I'm like, good, leave. That's fine. I've even accepted that the places, you know, the things I like you go to the comic book store, or you go to the arcade, or you go wherever, they smell because people who prize other stupid things over hygiene go there. But you know what? I have room in my life for both stupid things and hygiene. But I, you know, when I go out of my house, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I wonder what her house smells like, by the way. I'm sure it's some really nice Yankee Candle shit going on in there. Fuck her. So I don't know, man. It's just like, I just don't like that. I don't usually get all possessive over things like that, you know, like a band. It's like, oh, I really get into a band, you know? Like a Death Cab for Cutie, let's say, and then they get huge. I don't think, like, well, now they fucking suck. What a bunch of sellouts. And, you know, you just have to accept. Or, one of my worst all-time concert experiences was seeing The National, which I think is a really great band. But you go there and the crowd was, like, the worst. I'm not really into bashing on hipsters because that's easy and everyone does it. But it was the worst, you know, version of... It was exactly what people stereotype hipster people as. What they assume you are if you're wearing a flannel. They actually were. I mean, everyone had on, like, a flannel shirt. Everyone had on nerd glasses. And everyone was not watching the show. I mean, I saw more people's faces looking at, you know, the back of the room or off to the sides. And this was a concert, too. I don't know if I've ever been to a concert where so many people were standing not facing the stage. They're like standing in a circle talking to people, which is asinine. I mean, again, I want to have places where I can go out and talk and do that kind of thing, but that's not the place. You know, there are a couple things like concerts, movies. Feel free to assume the other people there don't really want to hear what you have to say, because we really don't. I mean, I'm not really all that interested in what Peter Jackson has to say about The Hobbit, but if I buy a ticket, that's what I signed up for. You know, so unless you happen to be like a hilarious stand-up comedian who's just going to do a tight 3-hour set for us instead of watching The Hobbit and pleasantly surprise me, keep it to your fucking self. Go somewhere else. But, you know, it's shitheads like that. They're the problem that we don't have other places where you can stand around and talk to somebody. So anyway, it's just, you know, but that doesn't make me dislike The National, right? I can still listen to the albums. I just, if someone said, do you want to go see them in concert, I'd say, hell no. It's not worth it, you know. I know what's going to happen. The potential to be upset is very high. And I didn't even enjoy the show until almost the end, you know. And then they played a couple really great songs and I was back on board. But it almost ruined it for me. You know, so I don't want to look at this place. It's a place that I still like. But I don't want to look at it and say, oh, fuck them, you know, they're attracting the wrong kind of friends. Something like that. But, goddamn it, if it doesn't make it hard to go there, you know? It really does. Or, I don't know why, I mean, they have tables there. People will just go there and sit at the tables. They're not even playing games. And it's like, this is a weird place to go and just sit. But I don't know. I don't know, man. It just, I hate everyone. Then, you know, we're leaving and we're walking to the car and there was like a great, like almost fight outside of this Mexican bar, you know. Bunch of Mexican guys calling each other punto, stuff like that. And a guy took off his sweater and was, you know, walking around pissed off style. He like walks out into the road and walks back and stuff just to show he's so mad, you know what I mean? I'm so mad, I'm gonna walk into the road, I don't even care if I get hit by a car. Which, I mean, this guy, you know, he's like yelling at the other guy, and there's like these girls who are somehow involved. I couldn't tell if they were trying to make the guy not fight or if they were egging him on to fight. It wasn't really clear. I mean, we're just kind of standing waiting for the fucking stoplight to change and getting awfully close to whatever the hell was going on. But, you know, this one guy was, like, exhibiting every stupid behavior of people like that, you know what I mean, who want to fight, sort of. I didn't mean people like that as in Mexican people. I'm pretty sure that many races display the same stupid fight behaviors, which I would also call non-fight behaviors. Like, first of all, he takes off his sweater, so you can see that he's got, like, a tank top underneath, which I guess this is his fighting tank, you know? And I don't understand, because I think if I was going to fight someone, I don't believe I'd be real worried about my sweater, you know? Oh, I don't want to fuck up my sweater. I understand that, like, when they do UFC, they don't go into the ring with a sweater on, but that's because this is, like, a fight that they've been planning for a long time, not a fight of passion, you know? And then he's, like, walking around, like, in the road and all pissed off and stuff, and it's like, look, man, I mean, what are you trying to prove here, that you're some kind of caged animal? I'm gonna be real scared because you're so smart that you walked out into the road. Also, it was great when he took off his tank top because he was, like, 4'8", you know? Even a ripped guy who's 4'8" isn't gonna be that impressive with his shirt off, I'm betting. I mean, I'm sure there's a guy out there, but for the most part, you can be in real great shape, but when you're 4'8" and you're, you know, baring your body, it just looks kind of silly. I mean, it's not really conducive to me saying, like, ooh, you know what? Thought I was going to fight this guy, but based on this information of, you know, no shirt, I don't know if I can hack it. They're also, like, I think the more that the people talk about, like, let's go, let's fight, do you want to fucking fight? Let's fight. The less they're going to fight. Every time that I've seen where a fight happened, no one was really talking about it. They were already fighting by the time you notice that there's going to be a fight. You know, it's not a big... And I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I think it's like people don't actually want to fight, you know. They want to do that part of the fight, but they don't want a fist fight. And they consider, you know, and people will consider it too. They're like, I won because he didn't fight me. It's like, fuck you. You didn't win shit. All you did was yell. I mean, you didn't do anything. Except make for, you know, an awkward 10 minutes where we're standing waiting. You know, I mean, 30 seconds, let's be realistic. But you know what's really funny about the whole thing? That I wish that guy knew. I wish that guy knew how much we were laughing at him. You know, when we left the street corner and we're all getting in the car and we're like, what a fucking idiot, nice tank top, you know, could the, and you know, were those girls trying to make a fight or trying to stop a fight? I don't even know. I mean, the whole time was just making fun of this fucking guy who, you know, was real serious about fighting. For him, this was like a big deal, you know, this was gonna happen, they were gonna fucking fight like crazy. But for us, it was all a big joke. You know, and he has no idea what a joke that was. He does not know that there was just a group of people who was like, that was not scary. That was real stupid. I just don't get it. I just don't know what they're going for there. So anyway, you know, I mean, it's like, you have this night, and you're like, alright, well, we had, like, annoying people who just sit in a restaurant, oblivious of other people. Then we go to a bar, and it's annoying people who just can't let normal people... There's no place for normal people, and I kind of blame them for that. And then you see, like, the fight kind of people who are annoying because, I mean, they're not even fighting. They just... They're continuing to behave like they're in fucking elementary school. You know what I mean? Even in elementary school, at least it seemed like when kids were fighting, they would just fight. They're behaving like those middle school kids who are like, oh, come on, you know, and they're always like, hit me first, and you're like, fuck you, what are you thinking about, like, oh, this way I won't get in trouble if he hit me first? I mean, fuck that. Again, how bad do you want to fight if all you're thinking about is, after this fight, I want to be able to say he hit me first? That's a very big deal to me. I don't know. Everyone's just terrible. Everyone's a bad person who I don't like very much at all. There were a couple, let's see, we played a couple Would You Rather type games when we were going down there. You know. It was funny, we had this discussion. It was sort of like, if you had a hooker for $2,000, you had to have a hooker, right? And you had to do some sex stuff. How would you, you know, assuming that $2,000 is for a few hours, what would you do, you know what I mean? And my brother said something like, well, if it's $2,000, I should be allowed to stab her, you know? Which I was like, okay. I mean, sure. It's a lot of money, I guess. I don't know what the stabbing part is about. Maybe that just seemed like a crazy amount of money, so that seemed like the craziest thing. I don't know. You know, and I honestly was like, I think I would try and pick a hooker who perhaps was not even that good at hookering, but was more, you know. It's like, oh, do you know how to build a website? Because maybe we could get the sex stuff done in the first 5 minutes, and then you could spend the next hour and 55 building me a nicer website, you know what I mean? With some more functionality. That would be kind of my chosen way to find a hooker there. There's also, this game developed of how much is a man worth sort of thing. So the question was, okay, your friend owns a motel, and you're standing there in the lobby for whatever reason, just chatting with him, and he finds out that somebody peed on the wall, right? On the wall, and it's on the floor, wood floor. So this pee incident happens, and he's like, I don't want to clean it up. And he turns to you and says, how much for you to clean up this pee? You know, so assuming you're already there, and he has all the required materials to do the pee cleaning procedure, what does it cost you? You know what I mean? And, you know, of course, we went around. I think I said, I don't know if I said 50 or 100, but, I mean, 50 is probably true, because let's face it. How much time does it take to clean up some pee? 10 minutes? Tops? $50 for 10 minutes? I mean, that's pretty good. So, you know, I always do it by the hour, right? And I'm like, all right, so if you make $60 for 10 minutes, and there's, 10 times that per hour, or $50 for 10 minutes, sorry, and then 6 times that per hour, so 6 times 5 is 30, so you're basically making $300 an hour, you know, and it is to clean pee, which is too bad, but if someone said you can have $300 an hour, I don't know if there's a lot of jobs that I wouldn't do. You know what I mean? I'd probably let my brother stab me for $300 an hour. You know, and then the subject changed to like, alright, what if someone crapped on the floor? And it was, not just a log of shit, but it was a mess. A terrible, terrible mess had been made. Someone had to clean it up, and it was gonna be you. What's your price, you know? I think the price went up a little. I'd probably do it for $100, though, assuming it took about 15 minutes. What's funny about, I gotta say, you know, having cleaned up some shitsidents at work and some vomit incidents as well, whenever there's something like that, the first 2 to 3 minutes of it is the worst, because you're cleaning up the bulk of the material. You know, like, if someone craps on the floor, the first 2 to 3 minutes is when you actually do the bulk of the work. After that, you're just getting a brown stain and a smell out of the carpet, you know, or off the wood floor or whatever. It's when you're actually picking up the content, you know, doing the hard work. That's the bad part, you know. When I was cleaning a sink full of vomit that wouldn't drain, it was kind of like, all right, the first 2 or 3 minutes where you're trying to deal with most of the vomit is by far the worst. After that, it's really not so bad. So, I mean, any job like that of about that size is only bad for 2 or 3 minutes, and then you're in the clear again. So, you know, I guess every man has his price. Maybe that seems low. Maybe $50 seems low to you to clean up a stranger's pee. But for me, I don't know, I'm a practical guy. And, I don't know, pee and shit and vomit and stuff, it doesn't bother me that much. I have to say, you know, I mean, it's the 1 year anniversary of what my brother hates that I bring up all the time, you know, the time he vomited in my car. And, the bad part of that wasn't so much that it was vomit. I mean, it was bad because vomit smells. The bad part was that it was in a car, so it was like in these nooks and crannies. You know, it involved a lot of cleaning, and every time you started cleaning a new part, you'd then find another part that was, you know, covered in vomit. And it was like, how do you get it off all this different stuff? You know what I mean? But so if it's just on the floor, in the open, that's really not that bad. Or if it's in a bathroom, it's really not that bad. Because, you know, a bathroom is designed to be vomited and whatnoted in. So I think it turns out okay most of the time. I don't know. We all figure it out, right? We all go through these things in our lives every day. We have to have our tests. So, I guess that's my thing. Better think about, because you never know when you're going to be somewhere and someone's going to say, clean up this vomit for extra money. I also would say this, though. I mean, if you are at an office, okay, and somebody cleans up the vomit and the shit and it's not you and you don't have to do that, keep in mind this number, okay? Because if you say it would cost me $500 to pick up this shit, if that person's not making $500 more an hour than you, then, you know, I think that there's something to be said for that. You should really consider how you feel about your janitorial staff. I don't know. I'm sure most janitors don't make very much money. And, you know, we say, oh, it's because they don't have job skills. They just clean up, which we all know how to do. We just choose not to at home. But, I don't know. Cleaning up shit is pretty bad. Pretty bad job. I guess it just depends. If you clean a public bathroom, it's bad times. You know, I think the janitors where I work are decent. I have to say it's better than, like, you know, we're at this hot dog restaurant last night, and they share a bathroom with a couple other things in the same building, so you go down this hallway, and you could smell pee emanating from the bathroom before you even get there. Same thing at the bar, by the way. You can just smell the odor of pee before the door even opens. And by the way, some genius at this bar decided to put a urinal about 12 inches from the door frame. And when you're peeing, you're facing the door, you know, where it opens. So there's a strong possibility that if you stood there and peed, you would be, you know, looking right at someone who could look right at you who's not in the bathroom, who's coming in the front door of the place. You might just see someone peeing. Or at least, you know, you might see their leg and their upper torso as they're peeing, you know? Which is, I don't know who decided that was a good idea, or even worth it. I mean, if I was mounting a urinal in there, I think I'd say, look, no one's gonna use this fucking urinal. No one in their right mind. I'm not even a shy peer, but, when it comes to peeing basically just in the open, where, you know, in a building, but in the open, I mean, I'll go for the stall, thanks. And, I've always said that, you know, having people peeing in the stalls is what ruins taking a shit in public. You know what I mean? It makes it impossible. Because people just pee all over the place. It's the worst. Everyone's the worst. I don't know. Is that the message? I think that's the message of this whole thing, is everyone is horrible, and I hate everyone. So there you go. There's our mini chat for the time being. Very uplifting, appropriate for the season. You know, it's a New Year's thing coming up, so maybe you guys could make resolutions to do things better and not be such dicks all the time. That would be, I was going to say that would be greatly appreciated, but you behaving the way you're supposed to behave all the time and just starting to do that some of the time would put you up to baseline. So let's shoot for baseline behavior in 2013, okay? I'm not saying that you got to, you know, come into the bathroom, be polite, you know, lightly urinate in a urinal and then flush and wash your hands. I'm just saying if you could pee not all over the seat in the stall, that would be a start. That would be something that would make me feel like you're trying a little. You know, or when you go out to the bar, if you could, you know, get your drink and then fucking move aside so that other people could get a drink, that would be great too. Or when you go to the crowded restaurant and you see that, you know, there's a lot of people waiting to sit down, hey, you know what? Maybe you, you know, you don't have to rush through your meal. You don't have to feel like that, but maybe you suggest, fellas, let's adjourn to another joint. When you're like me right now and you're in a construction area and people have to merge into the other lane, maybe you don't fly up to the front of the line and then sort of get angry when people don't let you merge in to the front of the line, you know, when you know damn well that it's coming. Maybe when you're at the park this winter and you see all the fucking geese out on the lake, you just murder one with a rock because there are way too many of those fuckers and they completely take over the park every winter and I hate it. Fuck those things. There's way too many. And couldn't we make like a separate goose park that's just really attractive to geese for whatever reason and they could just hang out there? And you know what I mean? We'll just let it go to hell. We'll just basically let that be like the projects for geese. And they can just do whatever they want there, and, you know, whatever. We'll let it happen. Let it slide. Let it slide in a slicker way than their shit slides down the sidewalk. Every goddamn day. Because that's how they choose to live. I just don't understand. They're geese. You know, they're animals. So I guess that's why they're, you know, badly behaved, but still better behaved than most people I know. At least, if people were just shitting in the park, you know, at least they wouldn't be ruining toilets with pee. And every bar bathroom just smells like it's shellacked with pee. Alright, that's enough. That's enough pee talk, I think. And, you know, whatever. Oh, I did have one other thing I had to say. You know, I was at the gym and I heard this dad, you know, and he's like talking to his kid and he's like, "Do you need to go pee-pee before we go?" Guys, ladies, when you have a kid, you don't have to start saying poo-poo, pee-pee, mommy, daddy. You know what I mean? You can still be mom, dad, piss and shit. You know? You don't even have to say piss and shit, but how about just regular pee, just one pee, and just say you have to take a dump. I mean, what's going to happen? Your kid's going to be in school and say, "I have to take a dump," and the teacher's going to be like, "We need to have a student meeting with your parents." And I'd be like, "Yeah, we have him say take a dump at home because we don't use the word poo-poo. I can't say that word without being offended. I hate that word." You know, I starred in some films when I was younger that were related to the smearing of feces on young ladies, and they were called poo-poo films. And so now I just don't think it's appropriate to hear it from the mouth of a babe. That's what it was called, actually. From the mouths of babes. Into the mouths of babes. It was dirty shit, ma'am. So, that's the problem. I wish we didn't do that. I wish people didn't just, you know, say like, "Oh, little kids say pee-pee." I'm never gonna say pee-pee when I'm talking about peeing. I have to take a pee-pee. Fuck you. Alright, just keep talking the way you're talking. If you want to tone down the swearing, I guess that's up to you. But, you know, you don't have to do different words. I mean, you don't call a car, like, a go-go. Or some shit like that. You're not like, "Put on your panty wanties," when you're saying "put on your pants." It's like, just, I mean, it's shit that comes out of your body. You know what I mean? "I've got a little acne wackney on my facey wacey." No, fuck you. "I have a huge zit. I'm gonna stab it with this needle, and I'm gonna shoot the pus all over the next person I hear say pee pee." Okay?